Broad Street Bully Podcast, talking Flyers hockey.
Hey guys, what's going on? It's episode 116 of the Broad Street Bully Podcast. How's everyone doing? It's not good over here. We're hanging on. It's been a rough week of Flyers hockey, but it's okay. I guess the Eagles didn't lose. They had a bye week. Why the fuck are we even here? Hi, it's Drew Papsky here. We got Doyle here as usual, and Jeff DeAngelis, who is crying in his milk. And return to the show, TH Heartthrob / Rat / Might Be Working for Nowhere Podcast. Joe Walker is here. So, Joe, welcome back to the show. After we haven't seen you since the preseason when there was so much hope and prosperity coming ahead, and we sit at 8-2 after
/ pledge.
Oh yeah, the pledge. Yeah, he's a pledge. We make him do things.
Yeah, you need a beer.
Yeah, write a fucking article, asshole. Anyway, hope everyone's week went well. Hope everyone's week went well. Sorry. Try to apostrophe S there.
Hope things off good. To a roaring start.
Hope things good happen. Clean up litter.
It also sounded like you said episode 160.
116.
Yeah, I just want to clarify for the listeners.
You know what, Joe? I'll fucking mute your, mic right now.
You'll mute it?
Fuck. Got me tongue-tied.
I need a mush mouth.
The mush mouth doesn't come around in a while, so it's going to happen anyway. So after this whole week, the Flyers went 1-2 and 0, so they didn't lose in a shootout at least. But they did lose.
Small victory.
Silver lining.
They just lost outright.
I'm just trying to keep it positive. You know, 8-2, 2 points out of the second wild card spot, guys. They're still in the pack.
Last in the division.
They had a 3-1.
Yeah, that's so freaking ridiculous.
Yeah. 3-1 win versus the Hawks after a nice home win in front of the home fan crowd. It was not a, whatchamacallit, it wasn't authentic fan night, but it's still like, you know, it felt authentic. Authenticity. I'm just going to stop talking tonight. And a 1-0 loss in a 3-0 loss versus the Wild. Back-to-back shutouts.
I can't wait to see all of the tweets just ripping you apart for not being able to
I can't
talk
wait
right.
to see you die. So take them out.
Oh, that seems drastic.
Who says
well,
that,
die isn't
who says that you're not dying before me?
Well, Easter's coming up, so the eggs will be dyed.
Jesus Christ.
Great start.
Anyway, so the Flyers week this week. Guess who contributed points? You guys want to guess? Contribute
Dan
points?
Weiss.
No.
Me.
We had only one game of Flyer stats to choose from this week, so we'll talk about this tonight. There's a lot to talk about.
I have as many points the play in the last two games as the Flyers.
Lack thereof. you don't play NHL hockey. What are you talking
Gudis.
About? We have Claude Giroux, Jake Voracek.
Is this a joke?
I'm smelling burnt hair. No, I'm saying, remember,
Jake
my left side is numb. My left side is numb.
Jake Voracek was the old meme from back in the day.
Yeah,
the first
come with
the
me if you want to score.
It was Jake Voracek, the Terminator guy. It was cool. And Sean Coots Aurier. The first line. And Shane Gostisbehere with a lone non-top line player with a point. So there you have it, people. 3 points for Giroux, 3 points for Voracek, gold for Coots, and an assist for Ghost. And that's it, guys. There's not much to talk about as far as goal scoring because the Flyers ain't doing it. The Wild games were not wild at all in terms of goals, and they were pretty much closely checked contests. We'll talk all about that. So first off, fun thing to stay away from the Blackhawks game. You guys want to start off with some positivity because my mushmouth ain't doing it for him.
I don't even remember the Blackhawks game.
Oh, well, here's what happened.
It was so long ago.
It actually was almost a week ago. Corey Crawford finally got solved after shutting out the Flyers the previous game when they played the week before. And Brian Elliott has gotten most of the starts since then.
Elliott played that game, right?
Or yeah.
Okay, yeah, he did.
Elliott has started the last three games.
Was it a win? Then yeah, Elliott played because he's Neuwirth Stinks.
Oh, you don't like Brian Elliott? Is that this new character now called Jeff?
No, he just said Neuwirth Stinks.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I couldn't really tell.
Do you like Brian Elliott?
Mushmouth Jeff over here. I mean, he's not the only one, am I right? Now, Brian Elliott started all three games this week, so I guess we can talk about him.
His save percentage is way, way up.
Some of these players on our team have been stepping up, the first line cooling off, and a lot of other things. But first
of the players.
The Flyers' power play down from 11th in the league to 18th, 18% after being 20.4% last week. And their penalty kill went from 25th to 18th, going from 76.9% to 80%. So their penalty kill actually has improved.
Their power play at this point in the season last year was better.
Yes.
So you know what this means.
They're going to
fire the assistant coach.
Yeah, pretty much.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Fire Hextall.
But the PK is just as good, so you know what that means.
Fire Claude Giroux.
Fire Taylor Lear.
Yeah, basically, that Belmar and Vandevelde were just as good as the Taylor Lear and Scott Lawton.
Oh, is that how it works? Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I fucking hate you.
There's your metrics recap.
Oh, is that Corsi or
no? It's
Sabermetrics.
Oh. It's the one people don't know.
Is that,
so
is that
just make stuff up?
Is that DeAngelis?
Yeah, it's you just make Fenwick up because nobody knows what it is
if
or how it
ever
works.
An advanced stat or any kind of stat at all. I don't care if it's a stat for fingering your own asshole. If there's a stat called DeAngelis, I will jump off the Golden Gate Bridge twice if I have to.
Well, Jeff, you're up.
After the first jump, you'll displace all the water.
Oh, I got it. It's a fat joke.
And you don't need a bridge anymore.
Fuck, that was actually funny from you. I don't know why I laughed. God damn it. So, yeah, the Hawks game, not much. Anyway, let's go to the back-to-back shutouts. Real high-lifting stuff here.
Let's dive right in.
Let's dive right into the 1-0 loss and the 3-0 loss.
That
the Flyers really
play.
Only lost by losing a goal in each of these games. And the problem
they
is...
They only lost by...
A goal, but the problem is they didn't score in these games. In the last game, they let up two empty netters in the last minute and a half. So that really put the old shit in the cereal, the Flyers.
How disappointing is it that Brian Elliott gave up one goal a game, still lost? Classic Steve Mason. Classic Cole Hamels.
Oh, I get it, because Cole Hamels saves pucks.
No, it was...
Is it the guy that died in the plane crash? Cole Hamels?
Oh, my God. I'm going to waste my time. I thought about it.
Oh, come on.
Nobody's talking about Brian Elliott. Which I find to be very interesting.
Well,
are you sure about
anymore.
That? Because last time I checked, everybody was complaining about why Michael Neuwirth wasn't starting over Brian Elliott.
Au contraire, my friend. No, I just think it's pretty funny that, what we're talking about here is Brian Elliott's had probably close to a 95-96 save percentage in the past three games, and nobody's complaining.
Well,
about the goaltenders. Because
they can't complain about it because they're not scoring, I think, is the main problem here. There's a bigger fish to fry.
They lost two games, right? Basically 1-0 because, you can't pin the open or the empty net goals on Elliott.
His save percentage was 944 and 963 in both of the
The guy let up one goal and lost back-to-back games. It sucks.
And he had 974 versus the Hawks.
Terrible.
So you can't really fault him for that too much.
Guy sucks.
The Wild aren't even that good of a goal-scoring team.
Which is a very good defensive team.
Very boring hockey.
They
Devin
body you.
Dubnyk.
The Flyers' cross-ice passes were not working at all.
Ever.
They never do.
Well, the other problem was...
They were stretching them out at the beginning of the season. Hey.
The other problem was
thanks.
This was the classic game of too scared to shoot.
Or get it to the points and just throw it on net.
No traffic in front.
Yeah, no, they weren't really. They were just trying. I get it. Get shots to the net you want to try to create, but Dubnyk saw literally everything.
The one play I'm thinking of is Travis Konecny is just has a path straight to the goal. And instead of trying to put a shot on net, he tries to pass it across through three people to get it to, I don't even know who. Is Filppula, maybe.
Yeah, that's where we skate.
I feel like ever since Nolan Patrick's injury, you've seen Travis Konecny transition into more of a conservative role, which kind of scares me because he's not good defensively, and that's what he's on the ice for, is to score goals. That's his position, or at least to kill the boards and keep the puck in the zone for a line change.
Is he?
It's one of the two.
Too old now to be benched to learn a lesson.
No.
Okay.
No, it's a simple spanking these days for Travis Konecny.
Apparently the benching doesn't work, though. Look at Ghost's numbers. Look at Konecny's play this year. I think they've all been better. The benching might have worked. I don't know. Call me crazy.
That was last year.
Just saying. They've gotten a lot better as players, I think. Two-way forwards and defensemen right there.
Well, I mean, I could potentially get on board with thinking that Nolan Patrick is currently being benched for getting injured by himself, because he caused his own injury.
He did.
And so now maybe he's ready to play, and Haxel's like, no.
Right. We're going to send you to junior.
You injured yourself.
Yeah.
So
what is this dreck you are spitting out of your mouth right now? The dude's ready to play. He was...
But it's his rookie season.
Back to Brandon. It's his rookie season, thus he's due for benching.
It is his rookie season.
And if he caused his own injury, then even if he's healthy, because we've all seen him out on the practice ice... In the blue jersey.
You feel that?
It's actually his Wookiee jersey.
You feel that right now?
Wookiee season.
It's hot
God
here.
Damn it.
Because that's a hot take.
It is. It's the hottest it takes. I'm actually getting so angry. I'm filming it now. Okay, yeah, Alka-Seltzer. I have rabies or something. Shut the fuck up, Joe.
Well, while we're on the subject, where is Nolan Patrick? Are we still
last
on
time
with
I
Carmen
checked,
San Diego? Am I right, folks?
He was on a train back to Brandon.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. That's not going to happen. I'm shutting that hot take down immediately. But what I do want to question is the fact that for the past 3 weeks, we have been saying, oh, yeah, well, maybe it's probably best that they take their time with him so he doesn't get mush brains.
That's the right way to go about it.
It's a concussion. You can't fuck around with concussions.
Yeah, but
I had two. I would know.
It's been close. It's been almost a month now.
Yeah, we're coming up on a month.
Yeah, it's fine.
Coming up on a month.
Are you trying to say that he deserves his concussion?
I don't know what you're trying to get at here.
Hot take.
He does not deserve his concussion.
I'm confused then.
He deserves to play, and something tells me he wants to play.
Well, the Flyers' next game.
Well, you want to play, but you want to take care of your number 2 overall pick.
The Flyers' next game tonight.
Do you?
For those listening on Thursday.
Yes.
Is in his hometown.
Oh, of Ontario?
So if he doesn't play tonight,
when a character called guys in where he lives.
So if he doesn't play tonight in his hometown, they're probably going to just send him right back to junior, right?
It would make sense.
They're playing Atlanta. Oh wait, the RS4 knows Atlanta Thrashers. Now the Winnipeg Jets back in Winnipeg where they belong, not in Atlanta where they, you know, have hockey for some reason. It's 105 degrees there. He started practicing with the team a little bit here and there, but he still hasn't cleared to play, but they said he might return this weekend.
I think the bigger
Saturday
issue
at home
here
might be a good return for him.
I think the bigger issue here is more of like from a Flyers front office point of view, in the sense of like what they're giving to the media to give to us.
We are the media, I think.
Something like that.
We're alternative media.
Yes.
Yeah.
We're making the media great again.
Absolutely, we are.
But I just don't understand how he was reported to be day-to-day right after this injury occurred. He was seen on the practice ice the next day.
Concussion
he was up in the stands.
But, dude, concussions, you ever have a concussion, they can worsen.
Yeah, I understand that. But why don't they just fucking say
it? Hockey. They don't want to give it up. Even that's just the way hockey is. They stay up. Like, in the football, you can say it's a groin or whatever, but in hockey, they always say upper body injury.
Right,
Gudas
so they,
was out with a head.
Well, they
clean it up. Hextall was like, he's a little bitch, and that's why he's out of the lineup. And then they were like upper body injury.
He never wants to show him. He has two aces, you know.
Yeah, but you're supposed to also give a timeline. Like he could have. Is he on the IR? Was he placed on the IR before that last road trip?
So Carcetti is saying he's targeting tonight to be back in the lineup
for Winnipeg.
To be in Winnipeg, yes.
But they might wait till also Saturday, I've heard as well. So
I know, but they're going up against a great goalie in Winnipeg, so they need all the scoring power they can get.
Steve Mason.
Yeah, the two-way play of Nolan Patrick actually really helped. I'm not even being facetious. The lines, remember the first couple weeks? I don't know if it's because they've watched film and the Flyers have cooled off. I mean, it could be a lot of things. But the defensive injuries really, really struck the team after we already lost everything. Like when McDonald went down, it's like, okay, we got to still the team together. Then once Patrick goes down, then Gudas, then like we lost a lot of players
Lehrer
was out.
They bailed on the second power play unit right after Patrick left mostly. And then the second and third lines literally do nothing. And I think that's more of a Dale Weiss and Yuri Laterra problem.
Yeah.
But Nolan Patrick being in the lineup means one of them isn't.
It also could be a chemistry problem as well, because the four lines, they looked great the way they were the first,
I feel like in the last Wild game, so Tuesday night.
They weren't that wild, dude. They only didn't score.
Like, there was a lot of times where you heard Dale Weiss was set up by somebody, or Dale Weiss had a breakaway, or Dale Weiss could have scored, and his stupid hands
didn't
work.
To his credit, that breakaway move wasn't that bad. It's Dubnyk has been on fire. He had 3 straight shutouts, man. We got to like look at that as well. I mean, I know you want to hate on Dale Weiss all you want, but
I love
that breakaway
trying
move.
To hate on Dale Weiss right here. But
that breakaway
also
move wasn't that bad. I thought it was a decent move. He had the 5-hole open. He took it, and like, dude, he's a freaking third liner.
No one else had scoring chances last night.
Dale Weiss has two goals and an assist in 18 games.
Taylor Lear, the fourth line was knocking on the back door all night, but they weren't letting him in.
No, and the fourth line was the only line working the puck below the goal line.
Yes.
Everybody else was just like, well, let Brandon Manning
shoot. And Raffle and Lear were showing puck retrieval skills well beyond their years.
Yeah. I'm not looking for them to really produce either, to be honest. Like, I'm looking more for them to tire people out in order for us to get a nice line change for the first line to come out.
I think they've been productive.
Well, so
besides the first line, they've been the most productive line throughout the season. They've been
now,
staying
together. Other than the first line.
The big thing is the first line is cooled off, so when do you split them up?
That might happen on the road.
God. Right.
I really hope they don't.
No,
I really hope
stupid.
They don't. That would be so
Sean
reactive.
Couturier back to fourth line center. Is that what you guys are feeling?
That's true, yeah. And then Scott Laudon back to the AHL.
Because, well, when you look at, like...
Wait a minute.
You're tearing me apart!
Jeff.
The whole, like, even when the first line is clicking, I feel like it's typically, since the start of the season, it's always been just the first line and the fourth line that you really notice out on the ice, regardless of points scored. The middle six, regardless of when Nolan Patrick was in the lineup, when he was with Simmons, when Konechny was on the third line, the middle six has always been this, like, toss-up for the first 18 games, and right. they haven't produced
but, like,
at all.
I thought the third line
no matter
was pretty
what.
Yeah, good when Patrick was
I
there.
I thought the third line was good
with
Patrick. Because
Patrick in the lineup, they
you
were got, like...
You see Konechny open up so much more in open ice.
Because he has Patrick with him, and, like, we, for whatever, if he plays on a line with people that can skate, he's not... His flaws aren't glaring.
But are they going to put Patrick back at 3C, or are they going to move Filppula back to 3C?
It all depends. I liked Patrick on both lines, honestly, but I thought he looked better with Konechny. I think him and Konechny were getting
Filppula
something.
I agree.
Had a very good couple games, and then he got hurt.
Filppula has looked noticeably slower, though. So I wonder...
Well, Simmons has looked noticeably slower as well.
Yeah,
right. So I wonder if, like, maybe Patrick comes back healthy. They put him at 2. Because Filppula's play has been like kind of shit.
I think it all depends on what Hextall wants to do. As we know from the being
well,
on
that we're in trouble
team.
Because Hextall doesn't know how to evaluate talent or whatever they're saying now.
He stinks, and I don't like it.
That's a reference to Jeff.
Who would be what would be the third line if we had Simmons, Patrick, and Konechny? Who would be the third line?
It'd be Filppula, Weiss, and
Laterra.
Laterra,
Wheel.
Yeah,
who has
Wheel.
Been very so guess, disappointing so far.
I think at the beginning of the year he looked very very good. He just didn't couldn't
he did.
Bury a lot of chances. I think
well, I mean, what have you done for me lately kind of thing.
Exactly. But also, what has the team done for us lately?
But
it's
the
true.
Thing
it's not
is
like paying the King's ransom for
look at
like,
Jordan Wheel's line mates. It's been I can't skate Wayne Simmons because my groin hurts and I'm not taking games off to rest it. Or dog wearing shoes, Dale Weiss. Or Jori, holy shit, I look like a 45-year-old man, but I'm 29, Laterra. Like, you're giving him turds to work with. This is Sean Couturier syndrome all over again.
Yeah, I don't want to say you're right, but you have a point. I really don't. Oh, this hurts to say.
Jordan Wheel forechecks so well and gets pucks in, and then he has nobody to pass it to because everybody else is still coming off the bench.
Also, he's had trouble finishing
what
this year.
What if they moved Lawton or... Lear.
No.
Up,
they
up,
probably... They,
no, I'm saying move like Lawton up to the third line
what
and put
they
Wheel down.
Right, what they should have done was
but
broken
Wheel's
up
the
fourth
problem,
line.
Though.
But Wheel would bring scoring to the fourth line.
They should...
Lawton's look pretty well.
The fourth
there,
line but. Was playing so well, but they should have broken...
Is this before you're inserting Patrick back into the lineup?
No, this would be after.
They should have moved...
Because then you would be able to replace Laterra or Weiss, which I would assume Laterra would be the first one to come
out.
Yeah,
but who else are you kicking out of center because Wheel's playing center right now?
Well, right now.
He would go back to
Although, wing. If he didn't lose that faceoff to start the game on Tuesday, the Wild
God.
Would have never scored, and
False.
Then the Flyers might have won.
Provorov turned the puck
over. Turned
come on, man.
But Provorov turned it over because
they
Wheel
lost
the faceoff. And then the Wild got it and dumped it in.
Nah,
you can't
over.
Put that all
was,
on the faceoff.
Nah, that was on. That was
I
on,
feel like
on
you
Provorov.
Can though, because if Wheel had won it back,
Provorov got pickpocketed.
If Wheel had won it back,
oh
Provorov
Get
would have
out
never.
Of here.
If Provorov had dumped it behind the net instead of trying to make a move off
it's
the board,
new character. It's
he
called defend Provorov, Jeff.
Your characters lack depth.
No.
Like,
no
can
no,
you pull
no.
a Munchkin Lind?
That was on Provorov. The man makes few mistakes, and that
saw,
was a mistake.
And if
so
you saw
him,
Wheel,
this?
Too, he was expecting the play to go the other way because Ivan Provorov has been
Well, you know what happens
phenomenal.
When you assume.
Makes
yeah, well, he also
you.
Looked very out of place, though, for that one spot.
It was
and
a bad start to the game.
My
well, he hasn't
is,
played center in how long, too?
I don't know. I feel like Claude Giroux picked up left wing pretty easily.
Oh, my God. My
just,
question.
It's a level of talent there, you know? It's a level of talent.
Yeah.
So you're saying
well,
that
no, Jeff, you're right.
You're saying that
Jordan Wheel is not as good as Claude Giroux. Fucking brilliant, Jeff. Brilliant. If I drink this gin, you keep saying shit, I'm gonna fucking punch you in the face. My question was gonna be until Jeff fucking just sucked the air out of the room. Is it
you
too
got more gin to pass around there?
I got a whole bottom half of the handle.
Ooh,
here.
It's the glass Seagram's one.
No,
hell
it's
yeah.
I think it's plastic. That's glass, never mind.
Knock it against your head.
That's glass. Okay.
I'm a big fan of the Seagram's handle.
I blame my drinking tonight on Joe. So anyway, back to my question. Is it too late to send Provorov back down on his entry-level contract shit? Can we send him back down not burn all year? Because I think he's time to go.
Needs a little work. Needs a little work.
Little work, you're telling me. It's like a whole. It's not a fixer-upper. It's a fixer. All of it.
Send him down and call up Morin.
Can we talk about...
There's a bomb by me.
Somebody who has zero goals, two assists, and is a minus five.
Oh, here we go. Here he comes back to the preseason, slightly drunk Joe after the rookie
everybody?
Game.
What did I tell everybody?
You didn't tell me nothing.
Travis Sanheim. Is he deserving
a
spot on this team?
They're really happy with his level of play, though.
His level of play? My ass.
He has compete or something.
He hasn't really looked that bad recently.
He hasn't looked that good recently.
Neither does the team, though. They're making.
I don't know why I brought this up.
Well, you brought up
Travis Sanheim is not going to be a great defenseman in the National Hockey.
Should have traded him for Duchesne.
That's a very strong. It's a very strong statement. You better hope he doesn't turn out to be one.
What's the time mark on this right here?
21 minutes and 30 seconds.
All right, hold that.
Well, I just want to. I'm being dead honest. Like, I just don't think. As much as Hextall, more importantly, and this entire organization has stressed patience, how was it not clear to bring up Morin over Sanheim? What, because the man scored two or three goals in the preseason against second and, like, 18-year-olds?
They liked certain facets of his game, which one of them was looking like Sean Couturier.
Unlike Sam Morin.
Oh, that too, Jeff, though. You have a point.
Yeah, but we already have two puck-moving defensemen.
But you usually put...
Yeah, but you have six defensemen total, so if you only have two, that's less than half. So that means you can't have one puck-moving defenseman on every pair.
Well, you would want to have... You only want to have one offensive defenseman on...
That's ridiculous.
I would say... No, on... Sorry, two pairings. Two pairings. And then you want to have a shutdown third pairing defenseman.
Right, but Andrew McDonald is injured right now, so the shutdown pair is not an option.
But
he is skating again, though, guys, so Sanheim will sit.
Also, why the hell did Andrew McDonald sit for a broken finger?
It wasn't a broken finger. Didn't he get hit in the knee?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought he broke his finger. Yeah, he broke his index finger.
That might have been subsequent, but he blocked a shot off the inside of his knee and he had a level 4 boo-boo.
Yeah,
RotoWire reported that.
It was a lower.
I just want to point out too, Drew's been very quiet.
He's just stewing in anger right now.
I'm not stewing in anger. I'm just trying
to. I'm not. Don't get me wrong.
I was letting Joe speak his piece.
Travis Sanheim hasn't really
shove it back in his dumb face for a year.
Travis Sanheim hasn't done anything for me to say like, this guy's complete garbage. We need to trade him right now. And get whatever low round.
But Claude Giroux has.
Get.
Wow, being Jeff is fun.
No. with that said, though,
I said it a couple weeks ago. I don't think Sanheim's as good as everybody leads on.
I don't. But
he's
also
so overrated.
I would rather get rid of him. I want to see more.
Let's listen to fucking four assholes on a podcast. Not the guy that fucking helped manufacture the Stanley Cup winning team in L.A. Let's just listen to us. I don't know, man. There's things they watch in film and also in practice.
He's an offensive defenseman.
Yeah,
why does
NHL
he have no goals and two assists?
Like,
and an underbite, though.
Yeah, the underbite to him. But, Joe, you just got to have patience, dude.
Said woman, take it slow and work yourself out.
I mean, assume your gender, by the way. Sorry. All we need. Is just
pass me the Seagrams.
Oh, my God. Can you spell out DUI tonight? Because that's what you're going to fucking get. The first DUI on the show. Please. This is a drunk show. See what happens when the Flyers lose? We all go to our fucking vices. I'll be calling up hookers later. It's going to be a rough night, people. But it's fine,
I'll
though.
Be
so you're really. You're going to be Starburst. Doyle's fun vices. I wish I had your vice. That's called like my second vice of the day. After my nice little coffee, I have a nice like Starburst in the morning. Like, Dree, you should eat that, you know? Cut back on the calories. I'm eating a whole pack of Starburst. That could work. But you really... Yeah, that's not the wrong... All right, Cap, you stupid. If you saw what Joe just did, you could have put his seltzer water cap on the Seagram's cap. Oh,
God.
I wish there was a live feed of this, you dunce.
You dunce.
So Travis Sanheim, you're really not sold on him, huh?
No, I'm really not. And
don't let us discourage you.
I mean, it's America.
I really
you
actually
have your
hope
right
that this
opinion.
Is all just because what happened the last time that I said Travis Sanheim was bad?
In the group chat when he scored, I think, or whatever?
But on the episode, he came out in the preseason and scored like all of his goals
about, like,
in the preseason that
like,
ended up making him
do.
keep his spot on the team.
Because that's 4-10, so we talked during the game.
So hopefully,
chat, you know, it's really like a really cool club.
Realistically, upon Andy Mack's return...
Never say upon the show again.
When Andy Mack dost thou returneth to the lineup?
Oh, God.
Well, who sits? Sanheim
from
or
bad
Manning?
To cancer in a second.
Flip a coin.
We talked about this before. I said I think Sanheim will sit over Manning. You guys all made fun of me last
now,
week.
Now, knowing Haxtell, that's going to be the
Thank
way that
you,
it
Joe.
Goes.
Thank
knowing
you.
Haxtell,
Thank you.
Manning
it's
will start.
It's more of a commentary about how he doesn't know how to evaluate talent, though.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
Why do I even respond to that? Did we get a fucking just a shun curtain to cover you in this half of the table?
Manning also
it's
scores
more of a
goals.
Hashtag apparently. Fire
Mandog.
Mandog also scores goals.
He
Let
never misses
forget.
Unless the ref gets in the way and
He's
says,
got
nah,
two,
doesn't count.
Two goals this season.
Would
have
had three, but weren't for that goddamn stupid interference penalty they called in the review, right?
He did get completely undressed, though, last night a couple times.
Yeah, but so did my ex-wife. You know, it's got to move on, Doyle. It's,
I feel like Manning sits over Sanheim.
He
when McDonald
last week,
comes
and
back.
Guys, you both of you were like, nah, Drew, you just
I don't like
about.
Sanheim at all, and I hope that happens. But I can almost guarantee that it won't.
I'm not denying that Sanheim sucks eggs.
Mandog brings
saying.
A veteran presence of playing in a bunch of NHL games where he was overmatched sometimes, but also hasn't looked that bad.
He's also
year.
The father of a generational talent.
Exactly.
Yes. That's kind of for something. Hockey runs in the blood.
Yeah, this is a great joke last year when you made it, and here we are.
I'm just waiting for him to deflect another puck into our own goal.
What, Braden Coburn or there's
what?
Plenty of
no,
flyers.
Provorov's done that. A certain other defenseman.
Mark Alt did it twice, but didn't go in the net.
A certain other defenseman
it.
Has done that.
Who's a certain other defenseman?
Number eight.
Yeah, but was it in the waning seconds of a tied game?
I don't know
at
that
the
is.
End of regulation.
Number eight. Is that Mark Recchi?
Ooh.
Oh.
Robert Hague.
Who also,
they better
by the
never
way,
trade him because I'll be so pissed we didn't retire that soundboard clip.
You want to talk about another little hot take here from
Robert
from the rat?
I'm glad I started drinking
Robert,
tonight.
Robert Hague? Yeah, he's a little bit overrated, I think.
Oh, my God.
He's a little overrated.
If you can see your facial expression, you're saying it and there's a bunch of disdain in your face, but
you
also are like, you're lying.
What are you basing this off of?
Straight up eye test, to be honest.
Yeah,
but
the guy that drinks during every fucking game.
Because freaking Ivan Provorov.
It doesn't matter. He's
Ivan
a plus
Provorov.
Eight. He's
Ivan
a plus
Provorov
eight on a team that can't score.
Ivan Provorov does everything for him.
Oh, my God.
I feel like I'm an episode of fucking Jerry Springer right now. But seriously, how many, do you drink during every game, Joe?
Yeah.
All right, the rest of my case, Your Honor. Fucking look at my cousin Vinny all over again. I know the call. Yeah.
You might want to get some new glasses.
Yeah. Or some new booze that's not booze.
He doesn't... Okay. Well, he's not a flashy it's defenseman, gasoline. Which I guess is what you like kind of look for. At the same time...
You don't hear
time.
His name a lot because he doesn't make mistakes.
You're making me agree with Jeff. You realize what you're doing tonight?
He's assumed the role of Jeff.
I'm about to drink this gin right now. If you don't fucking... Wise up. This is called angry and we'll beat anyone on the show, Drew. I will beat you and Jeff.
He's playing Jeff at Jeff's game and he's beating Jeff to be Jeff.
I know. I don't know.
Joe's
just so much more prettier to look at. I can't even get mad at him that much. It's
If it's any...
consolation to what you're looking for. You booze bag.
I think that Robert Hague is doing much better than Travis Sanheim.
Yeah. According to you, it's like fucking cancer doing better than AIDS. Like, you just don't like either of them.
Yeah. Do you want cancer or AIDS
no,
shot in your mouth?
I'm going by Joe's opinion here. I don't
Robert
think Hague.
I think that he's getting a lot of praise for being partnered with somebody who's doing a lot of the work.
But dislike Sean Couturier. I just think he's getting a lot of praise for being partnered with people that are better than him.
Yeah. Like Jeff, being part of people better than him. Me.
Never been a part of you.
Mm.
You can change that later.
The gin is flowing, my friend.
There's been a part of you in me.
Oh.
It's your heart because of our friendship.
Was in it for the money.
Wasn't your penis.
Oh, my God. Vulgar. Vulgarity. Jesus Christ. What am I, a schmuck on wheels? Fuck.
Jesus, Kelvin.
So, Joe, you calm down now? Can we move on for the Travis Sanheim? But seriously, Robert Hagg was playing, I think, pretty well.
He was playing well before he was was with Ghost.
I'll let it go. I'll let Robert Hagg have his time.
Okay.
Travis Sanheim, I'm not going to get off that. Joe is only hating on the rookies. I'm not going to get... no, that's not true.
You ageist. You're ageist.
No. I want to see much more Nolan Patrick.
Oh, well, yeah, so do all we, but he also wants to see more of Dark Rooms before he's ready to play in the game, so he kind of can't. Like, we're
he needs
stuck
a sensory deprivation tank right now.
Yeah, no. I'll let Robert Hagg have his time. Travis Sanheim, though, I'll never... Like, he really has to impress me for him to get on that.
You've had a boner for him just to fail this whole time this year.
No, I don't want any Flyer to fail.
Jeff told
a Flyers fan at the Oilers game when Andrew McDonald got injured for blocking that shot to shut the hell up because he was ragging, saying every time that McDonald stepped on the ice, he was like, "Get off the ice, McDonald." And I was like, "Do you understand that he's been our best defenseman so far this season?"
That must have been good. Two drunken sots having a conversation in a Flyers game. He wasn't yelling at each other. That should be really good shit. Right,
it was
there.
Either way, that or he was, very it was excited. His Tyler Durden.
Yeah, it was actually an imaginary person. But no, I've actually been very impressed. I'm very much looking forward to Andrew McDonald coming back.
I think it will balance.
Can we write it down? 31-30.
As much as you like, can't believe Dose that. Speaketh. Though, after he got hurt, I mean, the defense was in shambles.
Yeah, and the team really went to poop.
Yeah, so I mean, it will balance it out.
And
wait, who's Will?
I wonder if it makes any difference that Ivan Provorov has only ever really played with Andrew McDonald in the NHL.
That's what you're saying.
And
is...
so since he had to transition to playing with Robert Hague. Something's going wrong there.
What you're saying is McDonald can never retire.
I don't think we would.
He's going to be a Flyer forever with his contract.
Ivan Provorov is nothing without Andrew McDonald.
Andrew McDonald is.
I think I get that too. I think I'm getting that.
Hot take.
Andy McDonald is the Marty McSorley to Ivan Provorov's Wayne Gretzky. That's what I'm getting out
of this. So he's going to hit Don Brashear in the head with
a stick. They're going to go together everywhere he goes.
Whack him.
I don't. Okay.
Oh my God.
Sure. Jeff just got mad we didn't get his reference from 94. Sorry.
Self-conscious Jeff.
Shut up, guys.
Couldn't use Dave Semenko, but that's even farther back.
Oh, my God, you old fuck. Only Mike Bond gets that one.
Your Jeff impression there kind of sounded like Bubbles from Trailer Park Boys.
You're crazy, man. Like, it's fucked.
Oh, God, Ricky.
You're fucked. That's all it is.
Well, while I'm on a roll here with people busting my
butter?
Takes, are we going to trade Wayne Simmons? Should we trade Wayne Simmons?
I was
going
to bring it up myself, but Joe seems to be fucking taking the driver's seat away. It's like a drunk guy grabbing the wheel. He's like, "I'm trying to get you home, asshole."
If you want it done, then host your fucking show.
Host the show. Good old Josh Carter. Hope he's happy wherever the hell he is. Getting goose and shit, you dumb. Anyway.
Get a lifeyknife.com.
Stop plugging his stuff. Stop plugging his stuff.
JC Super Artist.
So yeah, Wayne Simmons. Joe, go ahead. No, just go ahead. Just have fun. You're doing a great job of making my own point.
Yeah,
by talking.
Carpet bomb.
Just keep going.
Carpet bomb us some more.
Well, as I had mentioned in the group chat last night, the three things.
The very special group chat. On our Patreon, you could spend $20 to get on our group chat. It'll be really good.
We have a Patreon?
No, we don't. I'm just making it up. It's a joke.
Okay.
Ha ha.
Oh, my God. I have three beefs with Wayne Simmons at the moment. One of which is he
Jamaican.
He gets beat the fuck up.
Me crazy?
Oh, my
Beef.
God. Feel free.
Say that again. That's right.
Red stripe?
He's getting beat the fuck up out there, and you can tell the past... probably 3 to 4 weeks, every single game he has some sort of play where he either is blocking either a defensive shot or our own shot, and he struggles to get off the ice every single time.
It's called being a quitter.
No, it's not called. I love the heart.
the disappointment in Drew's face. It's like what your parents get when you tell them when to go to art school.
Oh, yeah, is that what you fucking think? I don't go to art school, Jeff.
I love
it
the heart.
It doesn't matter what you think.
Think in art school, okay? No. That's why I'm starting World War II. I'm like Hitler.
I said it's the disappointment your parents would have. Somebody's self-conscious here. Go
I
on,
love
Joe.
The heart that he shows. And that's exactly what Wayne Simmons has always brought. But when your age factors in and the injuries factor in to the mentality of which you're always saying to yourself, well, I got to play. I have to be out there for the boys. I get it. But at the same time, you have to understand that this is game 18. Okay? We might need to, if I'm suffering, if my game is struggling, I need to speak up and say, okay, maybe I need a night off. We're going on a little road trip. We're going on a 2-game road trip. Let me stay at home with the fiance because he's getting married, right?
He's an alternate captain.
Maybe they could just vote another alternate captain.
If your game is suffering, then as an alternative captain, you should be able to say, like,
strip the A from Simmons.
No.
Maybe
no.
Make Voracek an alternative captain.
Because that would go against what I'm trying to say is that we need to sell him at his highest value. What's up? Okay. So that was point number one.
First round pick.
That was only one point.
First round pick.
You, me, and
number two.
Number two.
Our system has since switched in the offseason from being an offensive from the point shoot.
Bang bodies.
And get in the crease, look for the deflection, look for
pound
the
guys.
Rebound.
Pound
them and
hard.
That's not happening this season.
That's why we're not scoring right now.
Why didn't they transition into that last night?
Yeah. Why?
Why did they not? Because
Minnesota
clogged
the middle.
So used to it.
Why didn't they do
that? Clog the middle, then shoot from the point. They were trying to force it too much.
They didn't have a lot of point shots last night.
Either way, I think that his game style is no longer. It's been pretty clear the past couple of games that it's not fitting our system as great as it used to. I hope that it rebounds. Feel free, Jeff or Drew. I know. I see
as
that
as you go to your third point. I'll take a sip of this gin.
Third point. He has horrible puck control. He can't hold the puck for more than 2 seconds. Can't. He literally can't.
Right now or like overall?
No,
like
overall. Overall, he can't handle the puck. And that's. I think that's been a thing for a while. That hasn't just been this season. He can't handle the puck.
I don't know, but...
Even in the neutral zone, he doesn't even know when to freaking dump it. He tries too hard to go and bring the puck over the blue line instead of making the change when he knows he should be making the change.
Right. Well, you know what this comes down to, right?
Well, I have one rebuttal before we get into that. Joe, if I had to answer in like 3 words.
Shut up, pussy.
Okay, Jeff, you have
the floor.
What is Wayne Simmons' value? Now that his play is declining, his body is broken, and the Flyers don't need him in the lineup.
Update. I'm not sure where this is going. Jeff is going to run with it. Go ahead.
No.
Is that all you had to say?
I think the Flyers could get a first-round pick.
Commit to the bidder. Don't do it at all.
Yeah, my God.
First-round pick, blue-chip prospect for sure, and then maybe like a throw-in. If they trade Simmons at like the deadline or at the end of the season.
So we're going back to his first point, what's his value? So he went from what's his value to... He's too beat up, and
I don't know. Those were just the three.
I'm talking about the 3 points.
This guy's drunk over here.
I'm talking about the 3 points of why I see his decline coming in this season, and saying that we should utilize the value that he. We're talking about a guy who won the All-Star Game MVP last season. Like, this is a guy that clearly is league-wide respected. That we could probably get something.
Except in German
decent
leagues,
I
throw things on the ice.
It's the guy. Nice. That the Oilers wish they had instead of
Milan
Lucic. Yeah.
Ringing his bell and shit. I'm going to steal Esmeralda. I was almost throwing it away.
I love Wayne Simmons. I just want to put that on the record that I have his jersey. I love Wayne Simmons.
He won it in charity raffle.
I'm coming at this from a Hextall point of view, trying to see where the right time to get rid of certain people are. Unfortunately, we passed Drew. We're never going to be able to get rid of Voracek. Right. Nobody's going to be able to take his contract.
It's true.
Simmons, he's on a pay year.
No, I agree with that point. I just don't like the whole decline of him, I don't think is very fair after only 18 games if he got hurt.
It's 18 games. It's 18 games.
He was scoring in the beginning. Right. He's a streaky player overall, and I think it's only 18 games, like I said. Like he's been hurt for the majority of the last 2.5 weeks.
Wayne Simmons this season looks like what Flyers fans thought of Braden Schenn.
What, dreamy and beautiful?
No.
Right, Braden Schenn's doing great in St. Louis.
Yeah.
He's leading the league in points and stuff.
But
I don't know if that's true or not.
But the overall...
I was going to say, what the
Jeff
fuck?
Jeff stats.
The overall
That was so endearing. I'm not even mad.
The overall consensus on Braden Schenn was the fact that he, quote-unquote, didn't fit our system. And that was what...
Didn't fit.
That's what people brought themselves... Made them sleep at night. Wayne Simmons is looking the same way so far in the first 18 games.
I wouldn't even say first 18 games.
I think he looked
pretty
good.
Because he looked
pretty
good until he
got
hurt.
The whole team was playing. But here's the thing. I think it's so... ooh, it was almost a burp. that was gross. Sorry, people. That was so like disingenuous to like kind of single out any players right now because the whole team's not playing that well. What are you trying to mouth to me?
Jesus.
You tell me it's still third? What are you doing? You're giving me fucking give me signs. You're like, ah.
Keep going.
I'm trying to say here is like the whole team hasn't been playing well as of late. And even when they were winning a couple games here and there for the last week or half too, like even last week when we did the show, it was kind of like a rough week. They got like some wins, but still not looking that great. They haven't looked the same since the injuries happened. And that's, I mean, I think, I'm not saying your point is totally wrong, but I just don't think it's fair to single a player out where, yeah, the trade deadline, if we're still in this situation and Simmons has value and gets something for him, sure. But also, if you're going to get prospects or some sort of player, you're going to get someone that's going to be able to play in the lineup in the next few years and not like some 15th overall pick that's going to be like, okay, he might play in 4 or 5 years when, I mean, some of these players are moving up now. I mean, yeah, there's, I don't know what's going to happen.
Well, with what
I'm getting
Jeff,
old.
With what Jeff was saying, the first round pick and an expendable player, if we can get another winger that puts up goals and isn't necessarily the stand in front of the net.
Johnny Gaudreau.
Yeah, shut up.
Pride of South Jersey.
Fuck that. I want to get Thomas Vanek. Woo, bring him back.
Why not? If we're moving this team, the Flyers. Okay, here's another point. Thank you, Jeff. I appreciate it.
Don't drag me into this shit.
Hold on, quick sidebar. Doyle, let's go on the Jeff and Joe, aka Two Idiots show.
Don't drag me into this shit. I said get a good winger, not
the
Thomas Vanek.
The Philadelphia Flyers used to be the rough-em, tough-em.
You said Johnny Gaudreau. Like, that would fucking happen.
Well, he was the pride of South Jersey. That's why I said him.
Oh, my God. The only way he's coming in here is if his next contract.
My butthole's open.
What team is doing really well with a lot of young talent? They're fast, they're quick, and they're not as physical as anybody else in the league.
The Panthers.
No. The Toronto Maple Leafs. Oh. Thank you.
So we trade Luke Schenn back for JBR?
No, what I'm saying is
nice.
Hockey is moving in a direction where you're kind of getting rid of the rough and tough em guys.
You said,
guys,
you know what? I'm glad you said it again. Don't ever say rough and tough em on like, these mics ever again.
I get
I'll
where you're
you.
Going, but I don't think they're going to trade us Auston Matthews for Wayne Simmons.
I'm not going there. I like the Johnny Gaudreau idea, though.
They still have Reimer. Can I get him?
There's no rhyme or reason to that trade.
Oh, no.
You can't find the clip fast enough.
I'll just go with this one.
No!
Anyway, Braden Schenn.
I felt my liver failing. It wasn't because of the booze.
Braden Schenn is tied for 7th in the league, but that's because a bunch of people are tied for 3rd, and one of which is his line mate.
Tied for 3rd.
George Jaden Schwartz. So Shen's playing on just a much better team.
May
the
Schwartz be with you.
So
you know
I,
who's killing
I'm going to need everybody to stop talking about how the Flyers shouldn't have traded Braden
Roy
Schenn.
Roy Holiday's planes.
Steven Stamkos.
I'm going down, down.
In the Gulf of Mexico.
God, it's sorry, been a fucking week. Peace. Jesus Christ.
Sent 27 batters down swinging. The perfect game reference.
God.
It's true. It was a perfect game reference the whole time. We've bamboozled you. Spaghetti.
I'm going to hell. Doyle, you were saying. Back to you.
Jesus. Move on. I'm not offering
Doyle,
anything.
What did you say?
What did he say?
All right, I guess you're done. All right, anyway.
18 games into the season, I can't be mad at anybody, but of course I'm going to provide content and be mad at somebody.
Oh, so you're saying it's for the show. Your ignoramusness is not from a...
Hey, if you go read my last article a month ago for the Broadway
Yeah, what
Boy
the fuck? Wait. I'm glad you brought this up.
I said that we were going to be fighting for 500 into the quarter mark of the season, and we are approaching that in about 3 games.
Okay, so where is the articles?
Broadstreetbully.net.
What are we paying the big bucks for? Jesus Christ.
I get paid way too much for this shit.
You're telling me. That fucking drick. write more articles. People love reading them. Oh, but in other news, Mark Ault was recalled for the road trip to come up this past week. He's not playing, but he's there in case something were to happen. Because the Flyers upcoming, before they head back home, they have a nice doozy tonight, we said earlier, versus Winnipeg. Then go back home on Saturday for a 1 o'clock matinee. And next Tuesday in Vancouver at home. Then next Thursday, Wednesday, I'm sorry, with the Islanders, will be here for a live show.
Again. Excited for that Vancouver game. We're going to see how Delzato's doing.
Again on Friday.
Vancouver's in a playoff spot right now.
There's a lot of teams in playoff spots that I did not expect to be in playoff spots.
We're also, still within striking distance. All we got to do is be within striking distance. We're in 2 points right now, striking distance. By the time the Olympic break comes around, you know, it's not really a break. We'll be...
It kind of is a break. Cause no one I plays want the Penguins.
Yeah, but still, it's not really, they're not really playing, though.
Yeah.
I want the Penguins. When's it,
we're
the
playing
Penguins,
them end of the season.
Yeah, we're playing them at the
end
of
the month.
Month,
I mean, I'm sorry.
The first time, yeah, right first time they play. Yes.
You guys want to go to the Black Friday game?
I don't know, maybe. I'm maybe a little busy.
I went to the Black Friday game once.
Sleeping
and that was
my,
when
off my hangover.
Ian LaPerriere blocked a shot with his face the first time.
Nice.
And then in the playoffs versus Buffalo, it was like, or was it the
that
Devils?
That was the second
those
time.
Those Devils.
Yeah.
Feels like the first time.
You would have thought the... After the first time, he would go, no, I'm not going to do that again. But no, he did. It's gross.
Were you at that game?
I was at the first one.
Okay, that's what, yeah, that's what I'm making sure.
Yeah.
I know you're at the second one, too.
Yeah, it was gross.
Can I defend somebody?
No.
Oh, you my lost God. Well, you've done enough fucking shooting, so why don't you defend somebody yeah. now?
Dave Haxtell.
Oh, boy.
Here
I'm
going to
defend him.
Oh, boy. People are going to stop listening now.
I feel like people would have turned this shit off when I said that we should trade Wayne Simmons anyway.
I feel like people want to turn it off when I started mush-mouthing 4 minutes in.
2 minutes in.
Dave I wasn't Haxtell, ready. I was still Dave... having a hangover from my dinner going, like, I almost fell out my mouth.
Per Jeff's sources on Twitter, everybody
Which
wants Haxtell fired.
Not verifiable.
For the, what, we've had 4 shutout losses in 18
five.
Games?
Five.
No, lead. Four.
No, it's five, five. In 18. I've heard it enough times.
Fuck. Okay, never mind. My argument is...
Stanley.
What was your argument?
No.
As if one more
one
doesn't
one
help.
More
I'm not trying to fire Haxtell in this season.
Four is the magic number.
Yeah, I love how that's your qualifier. I'm not trying to fire him.
I'm
not trying to fire Haxtell this season.
Okay, but what does that have to do with
you're
the
not
shutouts?
Haxtell is.
Because a lot... Oh, sorry.
On our Snapchat coming in from a fan, Boo Joe, you suck.
Fuck you. Unsubscribe.
It's Captain Poopy,
just
by
kissing.
The way.
Just kissing. Just kidding, Captain Poopy.
Joe, keep talking. This is great content. By the way, follow us on Snapchat at the BSB Podcast.
Dave Haxtell, a lot of people are... A lot of people have been gunning for him since he's been hired.
Right. It's not that everyone hates him. It's
yeah,
just
but
how to
I will.
Talent.
But I will say, if we don't make the playoffs this year, I will jump on that bandwagon.
I thought you were going to say a landmine. I got really excited.
No.
Okay, just double checking. I was like,
No, I just want to defend somebody while I'm up here, I guess.
All right.
And the top line,
yeah, well,
obviously.
Right.
Well, and Brian Elliott. I defended
Jesus
Brian Elliott.
Jesus Christ, guy.
Yeah, sorry.
I should make a fucking t-shirt for it.
I took the entire team.
These are the things
I
defend.
On people I hate and people I like as of November 15th.
Yeah. I would hate to be Joe's fucking therapist.
Hashtag SJW.
Shows up drinking like a bunch of alien lights beforehand. Like, all right, let's go through this roller coaster ride for an hour. Here we go.
Where do you want to start? My dad?
I really like my dad, you know, but no one's really complaining about him much. But my mom, you know, I thought we should get rid of her back in the day when she still had value, you know, when she was still making sandwiches. We got to get rid of her. Like...
I'm not on the show a lot, and so I feel like I really got to get it all out there once a month. That I'm
use our platform as your anger management / insanity treatment.
Thanks, guys.
Really
you guys are saving me a lot of money.
Before we close up the show, though, we have a former Flyer got in the Hall of Fame this week, people.
We did. Yes, he did.
So along with players like Paul Kariya, Timo Solani, former Flyer, kind of great, only won a cup in a bunch of other teams. Mark
three
Recchi,
other teams, to be precise.
I was trying to...
Three other teams in three different decades.
And he played until he was, like, what, 42 or something like that?
Nah, he's no Yager. But anyway, so Mark Recchi got in the Flyers, just kidding, the actual Hall of Fame. And he had a nice little speech for us. So, Jeff, do you want to give you watch this clip?
I don't know if you heard his speech, but he gives a glaring review of the Flyers, and it really drives home his time in Philadelphia.
Do you have this bit right here?
We have it ready.
So he won the cup, first of all, in what, Carolina?
In Pittsburgh?
Pittsburgh.
No,
and,
as a coach, he won in Pittsburgh. Carolina, the Bruins.
Player.
I thought he won.
And as a, all right, the player, yeah, the Penguins in the 90s.
He won it in the 90s, yeah. the 2000s, the 2010s.
Yeah, all right. So here we go. Here he's going to, this is him speaking at his Hall of Fame induction ceremony.
Some amazing teammates and, you know, Tampa Bay to Atlanta to, you know, Philadelphia, Carolina, Montreal, Boston to finish my career.
And that's it. That's the most Flyers reference I can find.
We got put up with Tampa Bay and Carolina. The Flyers are up there with the fucking Lightning far as, you know, well-respected franchises.
I jumped all around the speech trying to find any sort of long-winded talk about the Flyers, and it's mostly just about his junior years and all like the coaches and players that helped him. And that was the only mention to the Flyers that I could find the entire 13-minute and 15-second speech.
He's a fucking stumpy penis.
He obviously loves
it.
It's
like a goddamn like tree stump. Look at the guy.
Hang a banner.
He does. Jeez. He's a tiny. He's a small but he's good.
Is he retiring with any team that we know of?
I don't think you retire with a team in hockey. I think you just go into the hall.
No, you definitely retire with a team.
Then it's probably the Penguins, I would imagine, because he coached with them too at the end, right?
Yeah, I don't, who knows? I mean, whatever. We're speculating here. But without further ado, guys, it's almost that time now where we would break down the end of the week. So we've let Joe spew his shit. So Joe, I'm gonna let you go first. Our your Lauren Hart way of the week, where we break down, we pick each our favorite or the Flyer most deserving of praise. So I'm pretty sure I'll let you go because you know, I gave you a hard time today because you deserved it. But Joe, your Lauren Hart way of the week for best Flyer in your opinion.
Brian Elliott.
Didn't see that one coming.
He's done everything he can to keep this team in contention the past three games, and nobody else can help him out. And Flyers goalies usually get a big rag in this city, so I'm going to give a
big
shout out
to
him.
What are they, on their comma?
Nice. Yeah.
Jeff, you're Lauren Hart wave of the week.
You guys aren't going to be ready for this, but I'm giving him to Andy McDonald, because with him skating again, maybe the defense and the team can go back to looking like they did when they were winning games.
So he's giving it to him just for showing up to practice when he was told to?
Being healthy, yes.
That's really how that's how far we've come, people. Okay, it's only November.
Well, Brian Elliott was the only person that deserved any goddamn waves, and Joe stole it.
What about...
after grandstanding the entire fucking time about trading Wayne Simmonds.
The Coots and, you know, Giroux and Voracek scored some points in the first game. Doyle, you're Lauren Hart waves of the week. Jesus Christ. We're going to kill each other tonight?
Probably.
It's just because Drew's drinking gin.
I didn't do anything. I'm relatively calm. I've been stewing in anger, but I don't even lashed out too bad. You fucking fucker.
I'm waiting for you to come in, come as beat up everybody, Drew.
Hey!
Yeah. I'll turn this goddamn bus around.
Doyle, sorry, your waves.
Oh, my God. I will pick the... Not first defenseman, but second defenseman.
It doesn't matter.
Sorry.
I was giving you time to queue up his fucking name, you asshole.
Oh, okay.
Robert Hag. Yeah,
oh,
fuck off.
I was going to. Oh.
Robert Hag.
Jesus.
It's not fun with you, is it? It's so funny when it happens to Jeff, but.
Trying to set up the bit and then you don't fucking catch on.
Sorry, Doyle. I was a little distracted.
Catch on. But did you catch up?
Did you Heinz 57?
Where they are, pussy. Why Robert Hag, Doyle? Jeff just ruined my life.
To go against everything that Joe said about him earlier.
I wasn't really that hard on him. I wasn't really that hard on him.
I still give him my banana at lunch if he was still hungry.
He's still real to me, damn it.
You're still real to me,
damn it. I think he gets a lot more praise than is deserved.
He just wants to praise you.
Are you
like
trying
you
to say that Hag is a hack?
No. Wrong. Incorrect.
No, all right. Well, never mind.
Sorry.
True.
My Lauren Hart wave of the week goes to you, the listener, because you've made it through this fucking episode. You are deserving. If you made it through this week of Flyers hockey, this episode, I am apologized for my mush mouth earlier. I don't know what happened. I guess a bunch of saliva in my mouth. Also, if you made it through Joe's hot takes, Jeff being Jeff, and Doyle having diabetes, and me being a drunk fat ass. I really appreciate you always listening and everything. I really do. And
the only thing that can't be fixed is Doyle's diabetes.
We can't fix you for being Jeff. You're just like a spectrum disorder.
It's just the character.
Yeah, I'd rather have diabetes than be Jeff.
Just the character I play, guys.
You're somewhere between Asperger's and autism. You're just like Jeff. Like on the scale. That's where you're on the spectrum. Not saying it makes you a bad person, but you are a bad person. Not because of that. But
I don't
doesn't
want
help.
Poop hamburgers.
Yeah, well, that's what you're gonna have. Oh wait, oh
can
my
we
God.
Do? Can we do predictions?
Yes, we can. But first of all, we
my
have
God.
To wrap up one more thing.
I forgot
for the
that
week.
You were the host.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Hey, get Dak. We said you can't watch fucking TV tonight, son. Go to bed.
Yeah, see why your parents didn't love you now.
Look what time it is. It's time for.
Shibadoo bop bop. Tweet of the week. Yeah.
Remix. All right, guys, it's that time of the show where you, the fan, the listener, the person who has no idea how we are on Twitter, tweet something we find interesting, funny, or we'll make fun of Joe's predictions this week. Hint, hint, wink, wink, if you want to get on the show next week. This week's Tweet of the Week, Jeff, do you have it or you want me to read it?
Well, I have one I picked, but we can do both. So, at mbailey010, whose Twitter name is Will
it
the
Flyer. Looks like a long tweet. It looks like
this
a long
fucking 280-character tweet bullshit is getting a little out of hand.
As emotions were running high after the second wild shutout last night, he took to Twitter to say, and I quote, "It took 12 seconds for these overpaid losers to lose the fucking game. I know you hate Manning and Weiss, but holy fuck. What happened to the golden boy, Kateriar?" Because that's how he spelled it. "Where has G been? What about those? What about the overpaid fuck Voracek? Those fucks deserve the criticism more. Where's 17 been at?"
Actually, where apostrophe S, where?
It's just a lot of, he's just anger.
All those characters and he like, still can't figure out how to spell correctly.
Yeah,
you're talking about,
like,
you're talking about Mayor as tweet.
It's like every one of those is its own separate tweet, and he's just like stringing anger together.
It's a stream of consciousness. Just,
yeah, and that, for that, it's Tweet of the Week from me.
All those characters, and you still can't be funny.
Shoo-bee-doo bop bop.
I just saw your Adam's apple and thought about pushing it into your back of your throat. The character's called "Want to Kill Doyle Drew." Anyway, I want to give it out to Christopher James at Christ James 1991. Thanks to the BSB podcast. He has near ringside seats with a nice tall boy, but heavy, in a Broad Street Boy podcast koozie. And for that, we thank
you. In Minnesota.
It was in Minnesota. Yeah, that's right, because he's out in Minnesota, so we did appreciate that. I really, I'd like seeing our stuff out there. But for that was this week's
Tweet of the Week. Yeah!
I do have another announcement.
But by the way, before you even get to that, if you want one of those koozies, Flyers Santa Sack is the only thing you can buy for your Flyers hockey fans out there. There are great koozies for the Broad Street Boy podcast and t-shirts. They're soft, 100% cotton. I mean, they're just great shirts. You can get them. They're only $10. And if you have the 20% off coupon code diabetes at checkout, you can get that same t-shirt and koozie, or both, or a few. Buy them for your whole family. We have even small sizes for your kid to grow into when they get older and stop crying and shitting everywhere. It'll be a good time. So do it. Anyway.
Broadstreetboy.net/shop. Slaved over those koozies.
Yes.
Each one was made with love.
Yes. And by that, it means he rubbed his pecker on it.
I did. Dipped it in everyone.
This is a Sixers announcement.
Al announcement.
Robert.
Almond.
Robert Covington signed four-year, $62 million deal.
Cheap.
That's my character called. A guy does the wrong Robert Hag reference for the wrong Robert of the Philly sports scene.
Yeah, because you fucked it up earlier.
Fuck it up.
Yeah, you did.
So the Robert Covington, who's this guy? Is he a friend of ours?
He's
a friend of ours.
Okay.
He's a deep two guy.
He's got a lot of fajoules.
Oh, he's got a fucking big ass. He's got to bring Bajol and a lot of escargot up in there. Things. All right. Cool. Awesome for the Sixers. Joe, you wanted to make a prediction, so make it worth my time.
Well, I mean, I figured I would spread it around the board here, but I'm going to say the Flyers get a win in Winnipeg tomorrow. They lose to the Flames on Saturday because they're going to be hungover from Friday night, and then they win against the Canucks on Tuesday. I'm going up to the next podcast.
Not even a shootout loss against the Flames?
The Calgary Flames? Yeah. No. I'm gonna go regulation loss.
They're going 2-1 this week. Book it. Maybe 2-0-1.
Well, that's 2-1.
Yeah, you're agreeing with him.
Yeah.
But the whole point is to not agree. But hold on, let me finish.
I hate you so much, but damn it, I respect you.
They're gonna win versus Winnipeg. They're gonna light up Steve Mason if he starts.
So they're gonna be lose a peg, huh?
Yeah.
Hey.
When you're right, Jeff. See me after the show. See me after class.
I need more gin.
Saturday, I don't know why. I barely drank it. Saturday, I'm going to be really fucking fun drunk uploading this piece of shit tonight. Saturday, 1 o'clock versus the Flames. I think they're going to win that one as well.
Saturday,
for the home boys.
Saturday.
And then maybe a shootout Saturday. Loss versus Vancouver on Tuesday.
Just depends how well Michael Delzato plays, honestly.
Oh, well, if that man bun's still there, I hope.
And
Sam
Gagne, yeah.
If he's doing the starfish.
Oh, yeah.
We are sure to win.
Are you Squidward?
If he's rocking a man bun,
by the way, has anybody noticed over the course of this season that Ghost has totally picked up the starfish from Michael Delzato?
But he's agile, mobile, hostile.
Oh, he knows how to work the stick after he lays down his
body.
But
they both learned it from McDonald's, so crafty bet.
Okay, other predictions here before we close the show?
Brian Elliott has a shutout.
Oh, okay. Bold. Like those bold spicy Dorito nachos.
Because he definitely deserved at least one against the Wild and got boned.
He's not going to get it against Winnipeg. He's not going to get it there.
Not with that attitude, we won't.
Well, he's not. He's going to get it against Vancouver, if anybody, of the three between now and Wednesday.
Vancouver's good. Winnipeg sucks. I don't really know where Winnipeg is in the standings. I think Steve Mason has like two wins, though, so...
Here's my
two wins,
prediction.
But he's a minus 27 on goals.
The Flyers trade for Dustin Byfuglien before the Winnipeg game.
Yes. So he does it. They swap jerseys.
Just keep talking.
And mid-game trade.
Say it again.
No, it's during warm-ups, so Byfuglien immediately just goes puts on
the Flyers trade Wayne Simmons for Matt Duchene on the Ottawa Senators.
And he has
mid-game again.
Dustin Byfuglien will be wearing the Eric Szymborski jersey, which doesn't have a name on the back.
They get Buff, and then they just send McDonald outside, and he sits on the curb in the rain waiting for an Uber.
There you go.
All right, book it. It's going to happen.
You suck dick.
Guys, I want to thank you for listening to this.
I'm sorry.
Podcast, I guess. I want to thank all of you for listening and share with us on Twitter. Don't forget, you always leave a voicemail at 856-347-PUCK.
I have a feeling we're going to get a lot of voicemails.
Before any game, if you want to tell Joe how smart he is or how wrong he is, feel free to call on that. If you want to yell at me for being a mushmouth, you want to tell Jeff... just how awful Jeff is, or if you just want to tell Doyle to make sure he checks his blood sugar, please do. 856-347-PUCK. Also on Snapchat, Instagram, and Twitter at the BSB Podcast, wherever you go. And BroadStreetBoy.net for all your needs, and maybe Joe will write a fucking article. I don't know. Guy's been slacking off, you know, fucking communist over here. So everyone did the work for him. But that's it. So, Joe, thank you for coming on the show, I guess.
I'm sorry. I apologize in advance.
You didn't make it any better.
You've been wearing a rat for Broad Street Hockey or Phileas Fly or one of those other fucking places the whole time, and we're just fucking letting them come here. You fucking rat. You rat motherfucker. You had a friend of ours.
By the way, Sixers play the Lakers tonight. Hoping Lonzo Ball gets dunked on.
Oh, that's cool. It's my new character called Doesn't Give a Shit About the Sixers and Doyle Drew.
Yeah. Well, he should, because the way the Flyers are going, much better team.
Let's go with those Eagles on Sunday, baby. Let's fucking do it. Yeah, it's
Dallas week, baby.
Woo!
We want Dallas.
I'm drinking from now until Monday morning. I'm just going to work hammering.
I'm drinking from now until I die. So.
And also, special Thanksgiving episode next week. We'll have more on that. So, stay tuned, guys. Thanks again for listening. And go Flyers. And don't worry, guys. The best is yet to come. Come back, Nolan Patrick, please. We beg of you.
Please.
You're our only hope.
This has been the Broad Street Bully Podcast with your hosts, Drew Papsky and Jeff DeAngelis.
And Doyle.
Available on iTunes, Stitcher, and BroadStreetBully.net. Follow the show on Twitter at the BSB Podcast.